we have shiur today, and next week we won't have on Monday, so we'll resume on Tuesday. Okay, what I'd like to do today, shiur, is about hiddur mitzvah, meaning, what is the story if one wants to do a mitzvah b'hidur, and as a result, he will use the ma'aser k'sofim money to do the hidur. Say, in other words, he can get a kosher esrog, you know, $25, that'll be his own money. But now he wants to get a spitz esrog, you know, so cost him a, you know, there's no end. So $50 to get a hitter esrog. So then there'll be a total of 75. 25 he'll take from his own money. 50 he'll take from the ma'aser k'sofim. Well, that is that permissible or not? And part of the discussion will be to what is the status of the obligation of hitter mitzvahs? That is hitter mitzvah just like a nice thing? Or is there some type of chiyuv in hiddur mitzvah? We know the Gemara here in Kuf Lamed Gimel of the Beis says the Tanya Zeke Levan Veil is no elephant of the mitzvahs. That you should do mitzvah muhuderes. Sukkah Noah, Lulav Noah, Shofar Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sefer Torah Noah. First of all, the small b'dyonah, the kulmasnah, the lavar, uman, a good sofa, a good ink, all these things. And that's all come from the pasuk of Zekei Levan Veil. Oh. So let's discuss a little bit about what is this concept of hiddur mitzvah and how it works. So that is the Gemara in Bava Kamma, on page 2. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, on Pesach and Aleph on the bottom, Amar of Zeir, Amar of Puna, the mitzvah on Shlish. Mitzvah is on Shlish. So what does that mean? My Shlish, in Leim Shlish Beiso, so does it, if you want to tell me that means a third of your savings you have to give for a mitzvah. So elamata is normally plus a mitzvasa. So then if you have three mitzvahs, you'll go broke. You know, you have to empty out your... So it can't mean that. Elam avzeir v'hidr mitzvah shlish. So you have to pay a third more. We'll define exactly what that means, to do a hiddur mitzvah. And then the Gemara has the details. By Rav Ashi, shlish milgav or shlish milbar. So that would say the mitzvah costs $15, but you have to add a shlish to do it behidr. So milgav means you take a third of 15, and you'll add $5 more. So your obligation is to add five, if you hold milgav milbar, is a different way. Rashi says adam yechum l'shnayim yosifu ol chelk shlishi m'shalom. So milgav means that if the lesser thing is cost $6, so then you do a third more, that's two more, so that's eight. So therefore you have to pay the $8 if that's going to get the thing to be mehudar. Milbar means hadamim yachlok l'shnayim. So you'll calculate it in half. In other words, Yosef Chelik Shlishi Mishalo. The name Kotan Nimcha B'Shisha, So right, if the smaller thing, the thing that's not mahudu sells for six, so then you take a half is three, and then you have to add, and then you have to pay nine for it. But why is that called shlish? Because if you was a third of nine is three, and six and three is nine. So the way you do it is by having the original price and then adding that amount to the original. So if it's, so Mugav means you take six and you take a third of six. You Mugav it what you have now, and that's two. So two, 6 plus 2 is 8, so you have to pay 8. Dobar means that you're gonna do a third of the higher price, meaning you're gonna take a half of what you have now, so half of 6 is 3, and then you can have 6 and 3, you have to pay 9, and that's a shlish, because a shlish of 9 is 3 more. So it'll come out to be more. So the question is, you have to pay, if the mitzvah costs $6 to be yotzei the mitzvah, you have to pay 8 to get the mahur, up to 8. But say they're charging 10 for the heater, then you don't have to do the 10, you only have to give up to 8. And the other sheet is, if it's 6, you have to give up to 9, and you don't have to do more than that. So that's the shiloh of the Gemara. So teku. So the Gemara says teku. But Maram Mishmei Rav Zera Atshlish Mishalo Mikan Ha'elech Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Sounds very romantic. He says that Atshlish Mishalo says Rashi Kaida Oso Shlish Sheyosif Behid Mitzvah Mishalohu Sheinim Niflo B'chayev. In other words, that shlish that you're going to be mosif in the Hidden Mitzvah, you're not going to get reward in this world for. Hayom ha'sosim machol iton schar. In other words, the shlish that you're adding to get a Hidden Mitzvah, that which seems to be a chiyuv to do, or a mitzvah to do, whatever, however you want to phrase it, that you'll get schar in the Olam Ha'emes. Become the Elech, but what you're going to be mosif in the Hidr, more than that, then Hashem will pay in this world. That's how Rashi understands. We'll have to see what that means. Oh, so then there's a fundamental machlokis. What does this mean? Between Rashi and Tosis. So look at Rashi. Behidim mitzvah atshlish, shimotzei beis sifrei Torah. Say you want to buy a Sefer Torah. Page 3, then the Rashi on the top left. You want to buy two Sifrei Torahs. And what is more mahudar? So if the price between the two Sifrei Torahs is that the small Sifrei Torah, if you would add a shlish, you would be able to buy the more expensive one, then you should buy the more expensive one. But if it's more than a shlish, then you're not mechuyev to buy the more expensive one, you can buy the cheaper one. Because you only mechuyev at shlish. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis learns differently. At shlish, Mitzvah says Tosis, she motza esro ke egos, kem shir chom echa godol mer yikach shlish, echa godol mer yikach shlish. He says that's only if you have a esrog that's the bare minimum. Only if it's the bare minimum. So then, what's the bare minimum? The size of an egos. And the other one is what? Is a third bigger. And it's... I guess... In other words, to have a minimum, to have an esrog the size of an egos is probably not heder. It doesn't mean that necessarily that the bigger the... I remember I was on the line once in Yerushalayim. I want to see who Rabbi Bronsdorf is. So I didn't really have so much of a shayla, but I just put it on the line to show him my lulav just so I could see who he was. So that's what I did. He's a big posek in Yerushalayim. As Rabbi Elimelech Leibowitz once said, he was known for Koch the Isura, and Fisher was known for Koch the Hetera. Those were the... So, but I guess I didn't... I wasn't in his line, Rav Fisher. Maybe I should have been in Rav Fisher's line. But okay. I remember this guy, the guy in front of me, he had this esrog. It was huge, but it looked so... it didn't look, So there's no either of that, but I guess if you have such a small thing, so that's not a hider. To have an esrog the size of an egos, there should be at least some big, looks nice. I can't imagine it's going to look nice if it's only... But according to Tosas, he doesn't work with these ideas of Rashi with the price and things like that. So in Shulchan Aruch... Yeah. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, well, I don't know, the way the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring it down is mashma that you have to be mosif shlish meet shlish, and the same idea in the money, because that's pashtus. Everyone has to learn that way. I said it wrong, because that's the whole thing of Gav Mubar. So meaning... So I think what he's saying, based on what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is that if you have the lowest quality esrog, so then you should be most of a shlish to up it, to get a better esrog. But once you're not dealing with the lowest quality, then that's not the chiyuv. Whereas Rashi's saying, you have two nice Sifrei Torahs, but one is nicer, then you should still up it with the up to a shlish of the money, to make it even nicer. And whereas Tosa is saying it's only if the esrog you have now is the bottom of the barrel, so then you should pay a shlish to off it. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, in kana esrog shavroi lotzeis bo mitzimtzum, you are chuki beitza mitzumtzemes. He says, beitza. His mamish, here he has beitza. Achakach matza gadol imenu mitzvah mahosi bat shlish mugav bet meharishon de'lachlif of yosenor. So then you shouldn't stay with that one. You should, yeah. V'yesh misha omish motzei shnei esrogim leknoschachal hodur mechavero yikach hodur imein minyakim aso yosem mishlish mugav bet mechavero. And the other way is no. You have two nice esrogim. Both of them are way beyond the bottom of the barrel. But one is nicer. There's a bit, parenthetically, there's a big machlokus in the poskim. What is considered hider in an esrog? Is the shape the hider, or is the nakias the hider? Obviously, if it's a psul, it's a psul. But I'm saying, some people are looking for these dots. They're very into the dots. So I'm not from that camp. I'm from the camp who looks at the shape. As a machlokas poskim about this thing. So if it's a nice giddel, it's a nice shape, even though there's some dots, as long as the dots are not a real psul, then I always go for the tzura, for the nice giddel, etc. That's the sheet I follow. That's parenthetic. What? I don't go for the garcles, no. I don't think garcles look nice in an esrog. Okay. So these are the sheetas. So there is this concept of what? Of having a nice esrog, and he the mitzvah. So So basically the question is going to be, is this a chova? If it's a chova, then it's a chova. If it's just, you know, this is, you know, what's, in other words, what are the two ideas? The two possibilities, is it a chova or it's a mitzvah? In other words, you'll be fulfilling a mitzvah of zekei levaveyu by getting the extra, but it's not a chova. And we'll see that. So obviously, one nafkamina is to what degree do you have to pay the extra, and then the nafkamina we'll see, and we'll see who says these nafkaminas. And the other question is what? Could you use the ma'isik sofim? Because if it's a double chova, then you can't pay a chova from ma'isik. If it's not. So what's the shaylin? So this is a fundamental question. What's the din of zekei levan veil? So if you see here, you know, the Gemara has about lulav tzarech egin on page 6. Kaman azla had the tanya lulav mitzvah la'ogda lo'ogda kosher. So one opinion says lulav tzarech egin. The other opinion says it's still what? Kosher without it. So the Gemara says, but even the shita that holds its kosher without it, Rabbanan, it's still a hidden mitzvah. Because one opinion says, if you don't have an egged, if you don't tie them all together, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And the other opinion says, you're yotzei the mitzvah, but still, there's an inyan to do the egged because of what? Because it's nicer. So what is the scope of that? That chiv. So Rashi, says on page 7, he uses a lashon. Vafilu Rabbanan, the pliga laid the review. The first one on the line is Vafilu. Amir lulav heino kosher modu the mitzvah la'ogdo. He uses the lashon mitzvah la'avdo. So what does that mean? Mitzvah. So mitzvah. So there's a machlokes between the tour and the Beis Yosef, how to understand Rashi. If you look at the tour on page 8. Rashi Pirish. Avogad the ain't sarch egit, mikomokum lechatchila chova la'ogdo. He uses the lashon chova la'ogdo. Mishum zekei levaveil. And if you look in the Beis Yosef, he doesn't like that chova, that word chova. In the end of the last two lines, he says, mikomokum ain't mikan raya loma dehu sovish a chova la'ogdo, darashi mitzvah kamar, below chova. So, in other words, the Torah uses a lashon chova, and the Beis Yosef says no. Well, Rashi doesn't say chova; he says mitzvah. Oh, so now I want to show you something.
So mitzvah is not chova. That's what they. That's what the Beis Yosef.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, so now. Yeah. So now I'm going to show you. We'll get back to the Chasam Sofer, but I'm going to show you now something very interesting. A new pshat in the Gemara. You know that interesting Gemara I told you in Baba Kama? That what does the Gemara say? Ad shlish mishalo mikan ve'elach. So Rashi said actually Shmishalo means that you get schar in Olam Haba. Well, actually Shmishalo had also you get in Olam Haba, and in this world you get. Oh, so there is a safer called Otsar Halacha. Rav Isaac Rubin. So in the Hakdama to the Sefer, there's an Haskama from none other than Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, wrote a Hakdama to the Sefer, a Haskama to the Sefer, and in Haskama to the Sefer, he has a new pshat in that Gemara in Bava Kama. A new pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kama, what does it mean? Here, take a look on page 12 in the top. He writes, "Ba'oz chavivusa etzli esham lo ezed var chiddush." Shemashanir li v'mechasech v'bava kama. This sefer was on different mesechtes, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Masra. So he says, you know what, I want to tell you chiddush. So Chaim Berlin said, chiddush that I have in the Gemara Bava Kama. And this chiddush is on this interesting line. Shlish Mishalom become Ve'elakam Kodesh Baruch. So look at, so he quotes it in the footnote here. We'll look inside, on page 12. Ba'adami b'maro mishmeder zera. Ad shlish Mishalom become Ve'elakam Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shekol Raboseinu mifarshi Hashas persus ramamar. So they're all giving different pshatim. So I'm going to give my own pshat. We know the Rambam says, "Eimasos mimos ma'aseh dvar mitzvah." He mishum tov mishum mechova in a bal melchul, right? Ubiyah beber agol shab shimayim mechuyim lekayim mitzvah zu. So the beragol says, if you mechuyim to do the mitzvah, even if you didn't have mos ma'aseh, you'd still do it. So it's tov mishum mechova. Ve'ein ba ella. So therefore you can't use Mois Maiseh. But if it's not a chova, the mitzvah, then according to the shitas that hold, you can use it even for non-aniyim, you can do it for Maiseh. So the other Mois Maiseh also is a klal. So he says, behind the ka'amim b'marava, after Shomer Amzer, he do mitzvah, shlish b'mitzvah, of Sivul Omer, Shekol kachu michuyim b'hider mitzvah at shlish. So Chaim Berlin is saying what the Gemara means to say at shlish b'mitzvah means that for that extra third, you're michuyim to do. At shlish sheshav chiyum chiyum mitzvah liyos mikra davar shemchova. So you can't use ma'aser. Aval kami elech is not a chova. If you're to the host, if you want to do more, hider. So that's what it means. Ad shlish mishalo, meaning that's a chova. So if it's a chova, then what? It has to come from your money. It can't come from meiser, from the meiser money. But if you want to do more than a shlish, then you can use mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money. Meaning you can use the mammon Meister money. And that's how he touches up. It's a good shot. It works very well with all these things that we've been learning.
So that's how
he explains. Then there's a nice tshuva here from the Sefer Mishnah Sochir, and that's the Rav Tachpel, who wrote the Eim HaBarim Smecha. So he also wrote a Sefer called Mishnah Sochir. In fact, someone called me, Okay, so he also has the same. He has the same discussion of, what's the story? Could you take it from Meiser? And he basically quotes the Machlokas, the Torah, and Rashi. Because he says that the Torah calls a chova. So so then you should use, that's right here at the bottom of page 14. Emes Matzina was there, Plukta Torah by Beis Yosef. I meant Torah and the Beis Yosef. Whether we say Chidur Mitzvah is a Chova, a Mitzvah, does it mean Chova, does it mean just Rishus? And that's that Torah and the Beis Yosef. By the Kaival and Masuk and the Lul of Ein Tzarech Eged, Rach Lachachin, the Mitzvah, the Ogdo, Mishum Zakevi, because of a Torah, Rashi, Pirish, Avagram, Dave Tzarech Eged, Kumokam, Lachachin, the Chova, the Ogdo, Mishum Zakevi, Maveo. And the Beis Yosef said it's not a Chova. So he's the one who points out that this Machlokas, the Torah, the Beis Yosef, you know, fits in very well to this discussion. Whether it's a whether it could come from Meiser or not, and basically what Rav Chaim Berlin was saying is that we assume that it is a chova, and that's why the shlish mishalol means it has to be your own money. It can't be the money that you were mafresh for Meiser. And mitav ve'elach. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So, according to the Mishnah of Tzadokia, it's nato. Because, I mean, according to Rashi, you could use, according to the Beis Yosef, Tanashi could use the whole thing. I mean, the whole, even the Fakh Mishnah.
Right. In other words, if you hold that it's just a mitzvah,
it's not
Mutala Salav, then you could
do
that. Even less a shlisha could be.
It could be good because Rashi, as he talks about, doesn't. Rashi there, it doesn't say this word.
Right. Remember, it doesn't point out. Rashi can't say this the word of Rav Chaim Berlin because Rashi held that it's just a mitzvah, so that even the shlish should come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he couldn't have said the word of.
Rashi holds it to be a
Yeah, it should be right. Yeah. Parenthetically, if you want to see another pshat in this the shalom thing and the Kaddish Baruch Hu thing, one of my favorite svarim is the Atzei Chaim. I like to quote page 21. You can see the Atzei Chaim was who? The Sabbath Rebbe's brother, Rav Yerlish's brother, and he died a young man. He died, I think, in his 40s. But the irony is that all of Satmar today, the leadership, is all his grandchildren. In other words, after Rav Yerlish passed away in 79-80, so he didn't have any live sons, so they appointed the Veirach Moshe to be the Rebbe. And the Veirach Moshe was the son of the Atzei Chaim. And then after the Berach Moshe passed away, then there's a question who's the Rebbe, and then it becomes difficult to figure out. So you have two Rebbes, and you know, and then figure it out. And so it's interesting that the Atzei Chaim, the Rav Yerlish, unfortunately didn't have a live descendants, and the Atzei Chaim, who died in his 40s, he used his son Berach Moshe, and then. Well, the today's Rabbanim are his, are the sons of the Berach Moshe.
Who?
Yeah, right. But she was the right. She was right. Yeah. Where?
Under
first and second. Yeah, he had children, but he didn't have descendants, right? So he says, so he has these sod here. It's a whole long piece, but take a look at page 21 on the left. He says, Hine yadua masha kasu ha beforshim, Haschar mitzvah haya meleka, and adavka mam shemchuyav. Haschar mitzvah haya al meleka is only, in other words, you don't, it's only what you're mechuyav. About lo mashahu osa yosef merachiv, right? But when you do more than the chiv, so then you know, that you can get Sakhar even in this world. And that, I mean, basically working with that, he says, he just explained the Rashi. Because it's a mitzvah. But what you're going to get more in the things that you weren't mechuyev to do, so that you can get scar in this world.
According to him, he stayed for the Shabbat. According to him,
you
can even hold like a
tour in
Russia.
You can hold a tour that it's a chova.
It's a chova. And that's the reason why you don't get the shlish for all of heaven.
And that's why you don't get the shlish for
all of heaven.
In other words, kedoshim piyu means the things that are really mutter, we shouldn't overindulge, right? That much shall also Torah. Vivasas lasso gedev siyam. Okay, but this is kedoshim piyu yeschar af olam hazeh. So he says, things like kedoshim piyu, you're going to get schar even in this world, because those are not absolute homos. So he says like this, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the people, in other words, we know that, what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay schar in this world? What does that mean? I mean, Hashem should follow the Torah. B'yom lo titen schara. So what does it mean? So there's a famous vort that from the Rebbe of Heschel of Krakow, he has it on the left side, that if you hire a worker directly, then you have to give him the schar right away. B'yom lo titen schara. But if it's al yidei shliach, if you didn't hire the worker directly, so then they don't have the din of b'yom lo titen schara. That's why he says the first two mitzvahs, the anochi and lo yelecha, they heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then for those mitzvahs, we get olam hazeh. That's why the Chazal say that ein adam zon in this world, elam is chus amuna. Because amuna, he has to give right away. So he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the people, so sometimes he speaks. But Moshe Rabbeinu had two types of nevuah. He had the nevuah of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono, Zehadover, and then he had the nevuah of Kol. So Zehadover is the Shechina Mamer speaking. Kol means that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling over what the Shechina said. So when it's things of Kol, so Moshe is a shliach. When it's a Zehadover thing, then Moshe is just is the voice box of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore he says that so he says like this, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the mitzvahs to the people, so the people who are B'nai Aliyah, they don't want this schar in this world, because what is this world compared to what you're going to get in that world? So he would speak to the two groups differently, because the B'nai Aliyah, they want the schar in Olam Haba, right? So Mamela, he could speak to them B'loshon Kol, because then it'll be what? Al Yidei Shliach, and then the Shliach, he doesn't have to give right away. For the people who are not B'nai Aliyah, they want the schar right away, so then he speaks to them separately, B'loshon Zehadover, so then it's Hashem speaking directly, and Vela is not a shliach, and then be over Tite Tzchara, they have to get into this world, and people who are not B'nai Aliyah, they want it right now. They can't, they don't relate so well that they're getting it in Olam Haba. But he says, what's the shot, Parsha Zunema B'Hakel, that Kedoshim Tiyu, what? Everyone was together. Why? Because by Kedoshim Tiyu, everyone's going to get in this world. So it didn't make a difference to divide them into two groups. Because when it comes to the things that you have to do that are not part of the chovah, the absolute chovah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chayr even in this world. And that's and therefore, even the B'nai Ali are going to get chayr in this world for that, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So that's the Rashi in Bava Kama, that we kanva eilach, that the shlish is mishalo, and the kanva eilach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzvahs kedoshim tiyu, even though it is a sort of a chovah of kedoshim tiyu, but it's not a chovah in terms of like treif and matzah. You know, it's a thing that we should be doing. You know, it's definitely a proper thing, but it's a different type of tzivoy than the tarfas and all this. So that's his mahalach with that. Yeah. Okay. So that's this is the discussion. So of the pshat in the Gemara. So the two things that we're working with is that machlokus. You know, we did the machlokus Rashi Tosas. What do you have to do for the Shulchan Aruch? It has the two pshatim. So when it has the two pshatim in Shulchan Aruch about it quotes it. Is what's the ikir? It's mashma of the Shulchan Aruch that he's paskening that the din really is only from a minimum to more, because then he uses lashon v'yesh misha omer the pshat in Rashi about the two sifrei Torah. So if you say like that, then it comes out. So most of our situations are going to be a serious. We have a nice time. We don't really deal with the minimum. I mean, that usually doesn't come our way. The bare bones. So you usually see, an astrog that's more than just the minimum. But then there's an astrog that are marked higher. So according to the first shot, then there would never be a chiyuv to spend the shlish even for the. You know, because the Tosas's way was only if you have the minimum. So if you hold like that, the way the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that the Shitas Rashi, that if you have a nice Torah, but then you can get a nice, you have to do a Shlish. So that seems to be not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to have the Ikar Shita is that it's only on the bare bones thing that you have to be Mosif a Shlish. So if that would be the case, so then it would come out that you could always pay with the Maaser according to this Kashmir. Because the Shlish to be mostly the Shlish to get from a nice Esrog to a nicer Esrog wouldn't be a Chova according to Shita's Toysus, which seems to be the Machaber Zikr Shita, because when he holds that first, and then he has a Yesh Misha Omer. So Yesh Misha Omer usually means that he's playing down the other Shita. And that's a Das Yachid, and you should know about it. Rabbi Raful once said, if you want to be Machmer, you want to be Machmer. But the Iker Shita seems to be the. Even though I think the other Shita is more Mestaber to say that. That we're not talking about a bare, you know. That's, I think that's a little bit of a kimta to say that we're talking about that. You got the, I guess maybe I grew up in a society where we don't see those, the bare. They don't make it to the stores. Maybe in those days they had more of the bare bones esrog. But even the ones you get, even the chinuch sets are not bare bones. But the thing I said before is you can do well, because if you're into the shape, which I'm into, and the Mokrim, they decide what the prices are, and a lot of them do go based on the on the dots, very into the dots. I'm not so into the dots. I'm not so much less worried about the dots. I'm more like.
So you can get some
bargains. Well,
so you can get some bargains.
So I can get some bargains, right? Exactly. And sometimes I can get from on the street. Sometimes I see, the street, you can get some things that I would have charged. If I would be marking up the prices, I would do a whole different thing than some other, depends who's deciding, how you should mark up the prices, which is not a set thing. Each mocher decides, Then, one last thing is the Chasam Sofer. We'll do more of this Truvas Chasam Sofer. It's interesting that, the poskim have a lot of tshuvas about Maisik Sofer. Even though you wouldn't think there would be so many, the Chasam Sofer and others, the big Akronim. So he just says over here, here's the discussion about most Maisik and Mitzvah Keres. I told you, this is the new Chasam Sofer, so they do your Toivah, they give titles, to every tshuva they give a title. That's not the Chasam Sofer. That's this person from Mochon Habor who did that. And then they break it up into paragraphs, and they give each paragraph a title. Not better. I'm very into that. And this generation is very important. Like Mr. Beagle said, the old svarim that go on forever without any paragraphs, people cannot deal with that so well in this generation, which our attention span is, not the greatest. So he discusses the Mariel and the whole Chagadia about Birhagola. So he says, the Mariel that says you can give it to Adiyim, but then he discusses the Birhagola that you can give it to other mitzvahs if it's not a Chiyim mitzvah. Then he writes Dibre on the left side of the bottom. Fourth line from the bottom. Dibre Ber Gol Tumun. So he doesn't like the Ber Hagola that says you can use it for mitzvahs. Even though I think there might be another tshuva that's a little different. Uvinai biyad b'tchilas hanagusul hafrish maisek safim hisne sheyachol asos nedvar mitzvah vode maril maram shem shachvei kamachlokos. He says that when you start being mafresh, you can make a tanai that I want to be able to use my Maisik Sofrim for mitzvahs. And then he thinks that even the Mariel would be Modim. Others don't like this Chasam Sofer because they said, no, the Mariel holds, it's Mabim of Aniyim, so that's it. You can't, tanai's not going to help. I can make a tanai to gazel something. You don't have to mean it, but I mean, it's Mabon Aniyim, so you can make it tonight. But he says, that's, and then the Arugas Abosim has even a bigger Chiddush they point out, that he holds that even if you were giving to Aniyim, that each Hafrasha, you can make it tonight, the Shasta Hafrasha, to who you're going to give it to. It's that the only problem would be, if you already did Hafrasha for the Aniyim, now you shouldn't do it for other things. But even Arugas Abosim says, each Hafrasha you can do. But he says, no. Not each Hafrasha, but in the beginning of your time that you want to start doing Maisik Sofim, he said he holds you can make it tonight, that you should be able to use it as Bar Mitzvah, and then there would be no problem. That's the Kiddush of that was one. So that's an interesting Kiddush they talk about. And again, there are others that think that that's too much of a Kiddush to say that. If you look at the Mariel, you don't get the impression that if you really want to do, if you want to say, oh, this whole thing, I don't have to do anything, it's a Bidus Chassidus, okay. But if you really hold that you have to do it, that you want to do it right, it's not so poshut that you can just make a tanai. That's at some point out. And then he quotes from his Rebbe, the Haflaw, page 10, and we'll end with here. These are more Haflaw, the Torah. The bottom of this
on the right. He says, so there's a halakha, right? We'll discuss that as a shem, right? You give stuff to your city people before you give other people. So the Paul writes, it's only if they both need food, they both need clothing. But if your people have clothing and they have food, but they don't have harvacha, you know, and which also you're allowed to give for harvacha because maybe they're used to having that, so he doesn't wear the same quality of things that he used to have. And this other guy from this other town doesn't even have food on the table. So it says the Hakkis gave a code of Eviel, Loma Lani Bede Beisel, Kadoma, Loamina type their codem, or told him called Safa Fila and Eirpa. Shame him Muslim with your call. Because that's what he says, he had the Kha Eviel. The Kha was all about Atmachain, but they basically called him after they Eero. But there was Your B'nai Bayis even takes precedent in that, but only if they're the Evi they really need. So the Lami B'nai Bayis is Kadom, Lom Rida Atai Kadom Kodom, and Kodom Kolto Chema. Oh. So then he wants to say, a Chiddush, that when it comes to your family, Yebuchat, that your family is Kodom. So I think you think of B'nai Beischa, a Kodmim B'nai Iro, even if B'nai Beiso has their basic needs, they just need, they want a little bit more, you're allowed to give them. Okay, we'll have to learn, when we learn the din of Kadima Mitztaka, that's a very interesting fragment to do it. Okay, so Ben Zeshev, those who wait, we'll have a little publish, and that is that next week, Ben Zeshev, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, we'll have, if you go to Memorial Day.